Welcome to TAC Talks Shorts. My name is Mel Hartley from the Training Accreditation Council, or TAC, and today we are going to have a short talk about the risks associated with counterfeit certifications and discover how safeguarding the integrity of your RTO's qualifications can make a significant impact. Before we do, I wish to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land we are recording on, the Whadjuk people. We wish to acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region. Today's topic relates to the serious issue of fraudulent certificates, which can affect the reputation of your RTO and undermine the quality of the vet sector. It's essential to have strong measures in place to ensure the authenticity of certificates and to minimise fraudulent use. After all, the competence of individuals holding qualifications undertaken at your RTO plays a significant role in how industry and employers perceive the quality of training provided by your organisation. So let's explore the risks associated with counterfeit certificates and the importance of safeguarding the integrity of your RTO's qualifications. In this episode, we'll explore two key strategies to limit the occurrence of fraudulent certificates. First, we'll discuss what your RTO can do when producing certificates to ensure their integrity and authenticity. Then we'll delve into the importance of verifying any certificates that you receive so you can confidently assess the qualifications of individuals presenting them. Then we'll delve into the importance of verifying any certificates that you receive so that you can confidently assess the qualifications of any individuals presenting them. When producing your certificates, sufficient information must be provided to ensure that the documentation is able to be authenticated and to reduce fraudulent copying and use. Printing certificates on plain paper using templates from common word processing applications makes it very easy for someone to recreate a document that looks identical to your certificate. So if you're printing certificates, there are a number of ways that you can enhance your security features. The first is printing your certificates on security paper. Certificates can be printed on special security paper that includes features such as watermarks, security fibers, and chemical reactive materials. These features make it difficult to reproduce or even alter the certification. You could also include a hologram or seal on the certificate to make it difficult to replicate. Another option is adding microtext. Microtext is a small text that is difficult to read without a magnifying glass and can also assist with security as it can be difficult to reproduce. If you want to get really high tech, you can use special inks, which will fluoresce under ultraviolet light or change color when exposed to heat. Or you can just simply design the certificate with elements that are difficult to replicate, such as with intricate patterns or designs. Using all or some of these features make it more difficult for fraudsters to replicate the certificate or even alter its contents. Another option is to provide certificates electronically, which is easier, cost-effective, and essentially more environmentally friendly. It is, however, also easier to recreate an electronic document if your document is not protected. A digital certification system can help to reduce the risk of fraudulent certificates by providing a secure and tamper-proof way of verifying qualifications. This system could include the use of digital signatures and encryption to ensure the authenticity of the certificates. Whether electronic or paper-based, it is good practice for RTOs to not allow third parties to create and issue certificates on their behalf. The second way to mitigate fraudulent certificates is by verifying or authenticating any certificates that you receive from a learner. This can be done by either contacting the issuing RTO directly to confirm the authenticity of the certificate, or if the training was completed after 1 January 2015, you can access the student's transcripts via the Unique Student Identifier website, which is also known as the USI. If the RTO no longer exists and there is no information on the USI website, contact the vet regulator as the RTO may have provided student records before it closed. If you do come across a fraudulent certificate, contact the affected RTO with details of the fraud so that they can take it further. If you are the RTO who has been affected, the best course of action is to contact the police for further guidance. If you are a TAC-regulated RTO, please also let us know. By implementing these measures, RTOs can help to prevent fraudulent certificates and maintain the integrity of their qualifications. Thank you for listening to this TAC Talks Shorts on fraudulent certificates. Additional information on this topic is available in the User's Guide to the Standards for RTOs and in the TAC Fact Sheet, Issuing Testimers and Statements of Attainment, which are both available on the TAC website, wa.gov.au/TAC.